USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A third woman has come forward and accused Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. 33-year-old Anna Roch has claimed that Cuomo asked to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. A friend of Anna's took a series of pictures of the incident as it occurred that has hit social media. After the second accuser came forward, Governor Cuomo apologized for things that, quote, have been misrepresented as unwanted flirtation, end quote. A South Texas County Justice of the Peace was among four people arrested last month on 150 counts of voter fraud related to the 2018 primary election in Medina County. The Texas Attorney General's Election Fraud Unit on February 11th arrested Medina County Justice of the Peace Thomas Ramirez after earlier detaining Leonor Rivas Garza, Eva Ann Martinez, and Mary Balderrama on allegations of election fraud. The case involves claims of vote harvesting at assisted living centers in Medina County, Texas. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers in Washington continue to haggle over the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a close to $2 trillion stimulus bill this week after passage by the House early Saturday.
Comprehensive legislation that will help us crush the virus, recover our economy, and get life back to normal.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York opening the Senate on Monday. Many, if not all, Republicans are a no vote on the new bill. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, saying,
"The one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have three effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill."
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thank you, Jim. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Christopher Bell is a NASCAR Cup Series racer, driving the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He also is the 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Motor Racing Network recently caught up with the young driver and asked him the secret of Joe Gibbs Racing's successes.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just his knowledge of people and knowing how to put the right people in the right positions to do the right job. And that's something that I've always really respected Coach for, is his ability to do that. He's just so sharp, and he knows his employees in and out, and you know he knows which ones are the right fits to get the job done.
After winning the last road course race at Daytona, he's now a part of the playoff hunt.
I would say for me, it's the fact that I've won now in the Cup Series, and I hope that I'm able to rattle off a couple more here. And yeah, so it's tough, you know. You're in this sport for a reason. You're kind of labeled as only as good as your last race. So right now I'm great, but last year whenever I wasn't running so well, you know, I feel like a lot of people had written me off. So it's nice to be relevant again, and I hope that I'm able to keep it up for the weeks to come.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend, culminating with the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled for Tuesday as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The earlier game started at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One late game tonight at 9:05 p.m. has National League West rivals Dodgers and Giants playing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.